are people navigating the dating scene while social distancing? And has the pandemic changed the way we use those dating apps? For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Julie Spira, founder of Cyber Dating Expert. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Just speaking anecdotally, I will tell you I have some friends who have been doing some online dating during the pandemic, and they say it's extraordinarily awkward. Are people in general still doing this?
People are actually joining dating sites more frequently now since the pandemic because they're home and they're feeling a little bit lonely, and they realize that they'd like to find a partner to share the good and the bad times with. So I'm seeing a huge surge in dating app usage, Melissa, especially February 1st to February 14th in anticipation of Valentine's Day. There's a 33% increase in dating app use.
Are there numbers on how this app use leads to specific matches? Where I'm going with this is, are people spending more time online talking where they feel like it's safer, or are they actually going out meeting these people, meeting other people, and forming relationships?
Well, what the interesting thing I noticed in the very beginning of the pandemic is people that were casually dating decided to fast-track their relationships, and they moved in together, and they started quarantining together. So I'm seeing relationships really being formed, you know, immediately, as I said, in the beginning of the pandemic. And then throughout the rest of the time, people are actually going on virtual dates. They're hopping on Zoom calls and FaceTime calls or going on socially distanced dates.
Are the apps adapting to the pandemic? Are there features that have changed on these apps?
Yes, the apps have really, really ramped up their game. Some apps like Bumble, who just went public this week, Bumble always had an in-app phone feature where you could actually not tell somebody your phone number and you can chat on the phone, look at a phone call. And they had an in-app video feature that I was, you know, quite fond of. Other dating apps such as Match and other Tinder and several others have actually created video features to just sort of make it easier for people to vet their dates, make sure they're dating safely.
Now, online dating and app dating has become very popular, very mainstream. It wasn't really that long ago when it was seen as sort of an outlier in terms of how people met each other. Do you anticipate that this increase in usage because of the pandemic will maintain once the pandemic ends?
I really believe it will. And, you know, I have this ongoing poll on one of my sites, datingtheageofcovid19.com, and it just asked, how has COVID-19 affected your dating life? And 83% of the respondents said that wanted a long-term relationship more than ever, and only 3% said they couldn't wait to get back to hooking up like before, with 12% putting dating on hold. So that shows me that people are dating with intent, and they're dating because they're looking for a serious and meaningful relationship, and they're focusing in on one particular person if they really click.
Do these apps depend on people find meaningful relationships, or are they more widely used if people are dating more casually?
Well, you know, in the past, you know, casual dating really happened a lot on the apps. As I said, people were hooking up, people were dating multiple people, they were dating very casually. But with safety being at risk right now and people wanting to date someone who had the vaccine or who wants to take the vaccine, I think that the casual dating will start to roll back in. But I still think right now this is the way people have been dating, and they've been dating this way for almost a year, and I think it's going to continue, and people are going to be looking for those meaningful conversations and those meaningful relationships.
I guess where I'm going with that is, long-term, if people are looking for meaningful relationships, will that lead to an overall decline in use of apps?
It won't be, because, you know, just like a lot of relationships run their course, if you're serious about someone and they're serious and you have all the same goals, and after 3 months you realize that, you know, this just isn't working, people will go back to the dating apps and they will go searching again until they find a relationship that helps them retire their profile permanently.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us and for offering your expertise. Julie Spira is founder of Cyber Dating Expert.